I want to tell you one of my favorite stories in the Bible. It's the story of the Israeli prophet Elisha. He always heard God's voice, so he often gave the king advice on his next moves. At that time, Israel was at war with the king of the Syrians.
We will send our armies here, here, and over there. The Israelis will have no chance of escaping.
Elisha was always listening to God, and God told him everything their enemies had planned.
Your Majesty, beware of passing by this place, because the Syrians will go down there.
The Israeli king did as told, and their army escaped the Syrians several times.
Somebody must have told them. Tell me, who among us is snitching to the Israelis?
No one, Your Majesty. It's Elisha, the Israelite prophet, who tells Israel's king the words that you speak, even in your bedroom.
Go and find out where he is.
Your Majesty, I heard he is right here in this town.
Well, go and capture him.
Oh no! Master! Master! What will we do?
Oh, boy, don't be afraid. There are more of us than there are of them.
What do you mean? We are two, and they are, I don't know, thousands?
Come outside with me, boy. Dear Lord, please open his eyes so that he may see.
I love it when God opens his eyes and they go all funny. But what you missed over there was Remy shouting, "It's Santa!" Which was pretty cool and I enjoyed a lot. Now, we're going to have a think about this story. So if you are little, not sort of Tim little, but in age, then we have a few things that will help you while we're going through this story. So I don't know, Tim, if you want to... So we've got, believe it or not, we're going to learn this morning about prophecy by using Mr. Potato Head. You never thought you'd see those two things together, did you? So if you are sort of Daniel or Reuben or Hattie or Aurora or anyone really who needs or just finds it easier to learn while you're doing something, come and grab yourself one of these pieces of paper. Now, if you're very little, Will, can I give this to you? We've got some Mr. Potato Heads here as well that you might choose to add your things to, but I'm going to need a little bit of help as well. in doing this. So they'll get themselves set up down there. If there's a bit of noise, that's really good news because it means that they're learning as well, and we all want to be learning together. And we're going to have a think about this story and what God wants to say to us. So I'll explain how Mr. Potato Head comes into this. So we are thinking in this series about God speaking to us and then us speaking to other people. So what you need to do, if you've got your piece of paper, you need to swizzle around this way because you're going to need to be listening. Because what I'm going to do, and that doesn't excuse the rest of you, I'm going to test you after. What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you and to everybody, and we're going to be thinking about different parts of the body that help us. And as we do that on your Mr. Potato Head, so point to your little Mr. Potato Head that you've got, the blank one, so you know what you're going to draw on. That's brilliant. Then you're going to add the bits, the right bits at the right time. And hopefully, together, we're all going to learn something. Some of you are looking a bit dubious, but that's okay. It'll work as we go, I hope. So, first thing, in this story, now, don't draw yet, because you might be about to guess or draw the wrong part, because we're going to end up with two mouths, and that would work terribly well. Oh, bit quicky. Am I still on? Yep. So in this story, we hear about God speaking, but don't draw a mouth. Don't draw a mouth. That would be a terrible mistake at this point. But what the Bible tells us is that prophecy starts over here with God speaking. Without that, nothing else can happen. Now, this is the important and terrible bit. It gets better after this. So the first thing we learn is that God knows. Okay, so you're going to draw a nose on your Mr. Potato Head. Tim, do you want to come up? Do you want to come and join me up here? Would anybody like to add a nose to my Mr. Potato Head here? Kate, would you like to come and put a little nose on Mr. Potato Head here? Aidan doesn't want you to be an embarrassing mum. That's part of the job role, isn't it? No, that's an ear. That's a nose. Tim's just pointing out an ear here. He's going wrong already. Okay, thank you very much. Brilliant. So in the story, we learn, first of all, that God knows what's happening. He can't tell people, don't go over there, if he doesn't know what's happening. So it all starts with God. And he speaks. And he says to them, not that way. Don't go that way. Don't go this way. I don't know if they had a wooden instrument that made the sound of horses trotting along. But what we do know from the story is that God speaks to Elisha and he tells him the message comes from God, where to go, where not to go. And the Bible is actually full of times where God speaks. I've forgotten a little prop, so I'm hoping it's somewhere. We've got our scan photo. I put it in the file. So in the Bible, there's lots and lots spoken about Jesus before he's born. So some of you, most of you know that in May, we're going to have a grandchild, our first grandchild, and we are going to be utterly ridiculous with this grandchild. We know it already. Fortunately, it's got another set of fairly sensible grandparents, so we hope that it will weigh itself out. But don't worry, don't worry. I think it might be in that yellow file, Tim, or in your bag. It doesn't matter. But we've got a little scan photo already. So we've got two now, one when it was 12 weeks and one when it was 20 weeks, and good news, it's growing. But in our family, here it is. This is our little one here. You can't really see it very well. And even if you can, it's not very easy to tell anything. But already, about this little one, we are starting to talk about this little one, what it will be like. Will it look like Will or will it look like Sarah? What will it do? Every night we pray God's blessing over this little baby. Keep it well, help it grow. But God has already, this is the amazing thing, God has already got plans for this little one that is still growing in Sarah's womb at the moment. And the Bible tells us loads of things were said about Jesus before he was born. Loads of prophecy. And when he was born, this is why I wish the Christmas decorations were still up, but that's also because I just love Christmas. But when he was born, all of those words that had been spoken about him became true in him. Prophecy is about God speaking. So the next thing we know in the story that we is that Elisha has to listen. So children, have a little swizzle round again. Get your Mr. Potato Head. What do you need to be able to listen, Reuben? Which part of you? Your ears, absolutely right. So, oh, Tim's gone now. So your ears are really important. So I'm going to let you add these. Okay. So it starts with God speaking, and then the next bit is God is us listening. Right at the beginning with the puppets, Bobby was scrolling on his phone. I'm going to let you into a secret, church. Some of us actually do this even in church. I know, the shame. Anyway, but he's scrolling on his phone and he doesn't hear when his mom tells him what to do. And this week, when I was getting ready for this service, I really felt a challenge from God. When do we make time to listen to him? I'm really good when I come to my prayers. I'm really good because I've already got a list of all the things I'd like to talk to God about. But when do we make time to listen to God? We can only speak out. The people in the story, Elisha could only speak out when he'd actually listened and heard. And if you're a parent, sometimes you feel like you're talking a lot and there's not a lot of listening going on. But actually, we're the same, aren't we? God speaks all the time. When I was thinking about this week, I thought, I wonder how many times God has spoken and I've just not been listening. He's always speaking. He's always got something to say. He's alive. He's not dead. He's alive. And he's speaking all the time. But we have to have ears that are open to listen. You can only really do something if you listen. Okay. On to the next one. This is where you get to do your mouth. So God speaks, Elisha listens, and then Elisha speaks. Prophecy isn't really very helpful if you keep it to yourself. If you hear it, but you don't speak it out, it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. So there's something about hearing from God, listening, and then using our mouths to speak it out. Clarissa, I don't want to embarrass you, but in our life group this week, we were talking about prophecy. And I said that I wanted to thank Clarissa because some of us have spoken words out over periods of time and maybe we're a little rusty now. I know I'm in that camp. But you've continued to do that and you've blessed us. And I just want to thank you for that. The gift that God's given you has blessed us as a church. But the great news is God's got more of us that can do it. It's a bit scary. We talked about this at Life Group. We talked about the fact that if you think you've heard from God and then you go to speak it out, that can be a bit scary. And so we need to be people who are listening, who are praying. We need to do this safely. We talked about that at Life Group as well, about testing it out, about making sure it's right, about if somebody speaks to you, thinking about it, praying about it, not just taking it straight away, but praying over it. But maybe that's a challenge, is for us to use our mouths a little bit, to speak out what we think God might be saying, but by allowing the other person also to think about it. Now, on this next picture, we have got some arms and some legs. So you're a bit behind there, Tim. Some arms and some legs. Okay. Oh. Okay. So in some ways, prophecy is a bit of an active thing, isn't it? Oh, Aurora's bringing some lovely. She's learning in her own way down here. But when we God speaks, we listen, we speak, and then often there's something to do. There's a response that's needed. There's an action that's needed so that actually whatever it is that God's spoken can happen. I found it really difficult to believe the Andy Terry being the good king in the story, but I went with it. But if actually when God had spoken to Elisha and then Elisha had spoken to the king said, no thanks. He would have got in a whole lot of trouble because he wouldn't have followed the directions to keep him safe. So actually, sometimes it requires us to do something. But this story, I love this story. We were listening to a song in the car on the way here based on this story. It's called "The God of Angel Armies is Always by My Side." And this story tells us that we need our eyes. So you need some eyes on your Mr. Potato Head. Sorry, Tim. Oh, you haven't got a mouth either. You missed that bit. There you go. That's my fault. So you need your eyes, because God wants to open our eyes to see what's really there. In the story, what was really there was all those chariots. It wasn't that they suddenly appeared. They'd always been there, but you couldn't see them without God's help. George, you've brought your special present, haven't you, with you today? Do you want to come and help me with this bit? George got a present for Christmas. It's been hidden throughout the service under a blanket. Come up here, George. Don't do the special thing just yet. Just turn around there so everyone can see. Okay, give George a little smile. It's hard to be at the front. Now, can you see George's present? You see, if you look at it at the moment, it looks okay, doesn't it? Looks all right. But George knows how to make something really special. Do you want me to put it down or do you want me to hold it? How do you want me to do it? Do you want to put it down?
Yeah.
George knows how to make something really special happen with this. Do you want to do it? Bless him. See how he waited there for the instruction? I'm going to hold it up now. Look at this magnificent toy that only the very special people in your life must have brought you. But can you see something happens? There's an action that happens and it becomes something different, but you can't see it. You didn't see it when it was hidden under the blanket. Do you want to do it one more time, George? Yeah, I thought you did. Here you go. Oh, one more time. See how fast you can get it to go. Here we go. Absolutely fantastic. Look at that. Ooh, I don't think I'd want to be in there. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Give George a little clap there for helping us. Do you want to take that down there, George? You don't need to hide it anymore. But in the story, God opens the eyes of Elisha's servant so that Elisha's servant can see what is really happening, can see that they're not on their own. They're surrounded by God's armies. And when we were praying just through there, you don't know this, but I started with a migraine last night and I felt absolutely dreadful first thing this morning. And I messaged our life group and the preaching and leading team and said, please, can you pray? Because I feel absolutely awful right now. And in the story, the people find out that Elisha's servant says, we're surrounded. We're surrounded. We are in real trouble here. I don't know what's going on in your life and what the situations are that you find yourself in this morning. With my own health, I feel like I'm in real trouble here. Just going to be honest about that. But the story says there's much more than what we can see. And in that story, when we were praying this morning, I just felt God say, it's a reminder that you're not alone. Whatever it is that you're facing, whatever it is that you're dealing with, that God says through this story, you're not on your own in this. I'm in it with you. I'm right there with you in the middle of it, if you will let me in. So what does this story tell us through Mr. Potato Head? It tells us this, and there's some challenges, I think, in the story. We need to be people who listen. God is always speaking. There's never been a problem with that, as far as I can see in the Bible. But are we a people who are listening? Maybe the challenge for you, because I hope this is okay, but I think God wants you to pick up one challenge to take home with you this morning. The challenge that you might pick up might be, I thought I was on my own in this. I've given up a bit of hope in this. Speaking to me right now. You're not on your own. Maybe that's the challenge that you need to pick up. Maybe it is that you need to make time. There needs to be more time for God, so that you can listen to him and hear what he's got to say to you. Maybe it is that you need to ask God to speak to you so that you can speak out the words that he gives to you, or to have the bravery to speak out when he speaks to you. Maybe it is any of those things. It might be different for each one of us, but I know this with all my heart. I know that this little baby represented in this picture is already loved. Deeply. I know that the God who spoke to Elisha and who wants to speak to us loves you deeply. That's why he wants to speak to us, so that as a family together, we can learn more about him, we can learn more about each other, and we can be really good news in the places that God's put us in the weeks and in this town that God loves. We talk about Love Crew. God loved Crew before we ever did, and he will love it long after we're not here to love it anymore. Just want to encourage you. God loves you. You're not on your own. He wants to speak to you, and he wants to encourage us to maybe to bring back to life some of the gifts that he's given us over the years or for the first time, and to use them for him, because he's always worth everything that we choose to do for him. I'm going to pray, and then Rachie's going to lead us in. We were trying to decide whether one or two songs. Is it okay to have two? We're going to have two, Rachie. Okay, let's pray. Father God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you that you are a God that speaks. You're a God who is alive. We don't serve a God that we learn about in history books but isn't alive today. We serve a God that's alive, a God that loves us, a God that knows us inside out, a God that amazes us by choosing to use us. Thank you that you speak. Help us to have ears that are open to hear what you've got to say to us. Help us to find time. Help us, if it's right for us, to speak out those words. And help us, God, to know that you're with us, that you love us, and take us on this journey together as a family so that when we look back next year, we might say, look what God has said. Look what God has done. Thank you that it's all about you. It's never been about us. And we love you, Lord. Amen.